This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has been making the case for a border security deal in Congress. He recently spoke with Fox News host Neil Cavuto.
Now is the time to do it. This is the first real opportunity we've had to do this in decades, and I don't think we want to be complaining about this for years and decades to come.
The bipartisan deal being negotiated by the White House and several senators would reportedly allow the federal government to shut down the asylum process and rapidly deport migrants in some circumstances. President Joe Biden has also asked for millions for enforcement and to help cities like Denver accommodate an influx of migrants. But Republican leaders in the House have signaled they may block the package. Colorado lawmakers are applauding the state's selection as one of 10 places for a new research hub. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Colorado-Wyoming Climate Resilience Engine will get federal funds to help its research on climate resiliency, spanning from methane emissions to wildfires. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says it will pave the way for economic development for years to come, while Governor Jared Polis says the award will drive more innovation to address climate change and create good-paying jobs. To start, the engine, which will be headquartered in northern Colorado, will get up to $15 million for 2 years. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
An Amtrak derailed in Keensburg late Monday evening. Amtrak said the train, which was traveling along the California Zephyr route towards Chicago, decoupled after hitting a truck on the tracks. The train remained upright and there were no serious injuries reported among the 69 passengers on board. You're listening to CPR News.